Ife Oluwa Bamidele allegedly set her husband ablaze and killed him over allegation of extramarital affair on 21st of July 2022 in Osogbo, Osun State. On September 23rd, 2022, a middle-aged man named Muritala Afolabi decided to commit suicide, having been subjected to emotional torture and frustration by his wife in marriage of 2 months. Atere Roberts, a civil servant in Ondo State and survivor of domestic violence, said he experienced violation from his wife in the following ways: slapping, property destruction, eating, beating, choking in the neck, and maltreatment of their children.
I don't know something that I mean for something in my car, destroy my property, and if anything happens to her sometimes, you just call me, give me slap, use the cutlass.
Domestic violence against men can be said not to be different from that of women. It includes but not limited to physical, abusive behaviors and assault of any kind, ranging from pinching, pushing, hitting or slapping to choking, shooting, stabbing and murder, as a menace that must be curbed in the society, as it is not only being experienced by the female folk alone, but even the male gender. A non-governmental organization, the Purple Lifeline Connection, has disclosed that over 25% of men suffer abuse in the hands of their partner in Nigeria. It is unfortunate that this fact is not often reported, as men who are being violated prefer to keep silent because of shame and name-calling in the society. In most cases of domestic abuse, the first thing that comes to mind is that a man is the perpetrator, while the woman is the victim. In reality, this is true, but men are now becoming victims of domestic violence. Barrister Veronica Onoja of Justice Development and Peacemaker Center in Osun State said that as domestic violence against women is a reality, so also is domestic violence against men. But men are often ashamed to talk about it because men believe talking about it makes them a weakling.
Yes, I want to say that just like domestic violence against women is a reality, domestic violence against men is also a reality. It's just that men are sometimes ashamed to speak about it.
Folisha, a broadcast journalist, said anytime she comes across reports of domestic violence against men, she always wants to use it because it is rarely reported like domestic violence against women. And most journalists, when reporting cases of domestic violence against women, we go extra miles to do follow-up on reported cases and ensure justice is delivered. While if it is men being violated, little is done.
And as journalists, when we hear any story or anyone calls us that, please, so help me, save me, my husband is this, is that, we are always ready to assist us.
While Commissioner for Women Affairs in Osun State, Barrister Olabopo, said that cases of domestic violence against men has not been brought to our table since 2018 she came into office. The information from Veronica Folisha and Olabopo affirms the fact that domestic violence against men exists in reality but are not often reported. Also, media have been accused of not reporting and giving adequate reportage to domestic violence against men. Folisha and Veronica agrees to this but said it is what is brought to media that the media will report, which borders on men not reporting when they are violated. Veronica said media has not been given adequate reportage to issues of domestic violence against men because men are ashamed to speak up and endure domestic violence to death.
Domestic violence against men is also a reality. It's just that men are sometimes ashamed to to speak about it.
Forms of domestic violence against men. Veronica said, domestic violence against men comes in physical, beating, eating, choking, slapping, and so on, verbal abuse, and emotional abuse. However, the most common form is emotional abuse, as it is believed that women do not have the physical power to most times perpetrate physical violence against men. But they sharpen their mouth to verbally abuse men, which in turn brings about men being emotionally abused. She said, in some cases, women resort to physical violence to defend themselves, not minding if it could lead to death. But Atere, a survivor, insists he experienced physical violence and abuse of the children, mostly from his wife.
Agree that women do not have the physical strength to stand against men. So the only thing they do is to use what they have, which is their mouth, to say everything they can to reduce the man to the extent that he doesn't feel like he's worth anything. Yes, for some of these cases of women attacking their husbands, if you look at it very well, there are cases that some of these women have suffered abuse from this man for a very long time. And when they decide to fight back, they fight with everything they have, not even minding that that could result into their own death. So yes, the only thing we know that women do very well is to use their mouth to either defend themselves or attack the men. So the common form of violence against men is usually emotional violence.
When asked if women violating their partners as a means of defending themselves is the solution to resolving conflicts, Onoja and Olabo Opo said violating their partners should not be the way out, but women should seek legal remedy if experience abuse from their male partners instead of resorting to self-defense.
That is where women are not getting it right. We now have legal framework that can help them defend themselves from abusive husbands. But instead of using the law, sometimes they tend to resort to self-help, which most of the time do not really help them. Because some of these women, by the time they abuse these men verbally, the men in turn abuse them physically.
Veronica said there are laws that protect everybody from being violated, and one of such laws is Violence Against Person Prohibition Law, which protects both men and women from being violated.
Violence Against Person Prohibition Law, it is talking about violence against everybody, either a man, woman, or children, both in private and public life. So we have the Violence Against Person Prohibition Act of 2015 in Nigeria. And in Osun State, we have the Violence Against Person Prohibition Law of 2021. So this law regulates and prohibits everything that has to do with violence, either against a man or a woman.
Implications of domestic violence against men on peace and security in the society. Veronica said cases of violence at home is leading to cases of violence in the society, because someone who perpetrates violence at home will bring it to the society, thereby disrupting the peace and security of the society.
If women are aggressive at home, we should all know that even when they go out, they are more aggressive. So definitely it will affect the society.
Felicia said, men not speaking up on it, which led to media not giving adequate coverage, have implication of men transferring their aggression to the people in the society. She said, bottled up emotions may cause emotional abuse, which may sometimes lead to them transferring aggression to society if it doesn't lead to their deaths.
Those who are victims, they rarely say it out, probably because of their gender. And the time you will hear it in the news, the man must have gotten to the brain, like probably ready dying.
Atere said it may lead to losing concentration at work, thereby affecting their productivity, and finally the death of men in the society, if not curbed. Women are known to be peace lovers and have been said to play key roles in prevention and resolution of conflict and ensuring peaceful cohabitation in the society. This is evidenced in United Nations Resolution 1325, 2000, reaffirming the important role of women in the prevention and resolution of conflicts and in peace building, and stressing the importance of their equal participation and full involvement in all efforts for the maintenance and promotion of peace and security, and the need to increase their role in decision making with regard to conflict prevention and resolution. The question is, what went wrong? Veronica said, women becoming an abuser cannot be dissociated from women constantly being abused, and in the process of defending themselves, they become what they are running from.
As a result of persistent abuse, some of these women who grew up to become abusive, they have seen their fathers or men around them abusing women, and they now grow up with this thought that, oh, I have to fight back. So right from when they were young, they already have this mentality that, see, either I fight or I will be a victim, just like some other cases they already witnessed.
Atere, a survivor of domestic violence against men, said men should speak out and seek help when being violated by their wives. While in an uncontrollable situations of violence against men, the partners involved should separate, as this will save the life of both man and women.
So I want to manage that but when I see what he did, it's very terrible. So I cannot cope with that. That's why I even shout out and I call my family too to intervene. Family even come too to intervene too. What I see on that issue is that because when a man sees that maybe his wife have is a violent person, at least he's supposed to seek advice from people and let them know how the thing will do. Maybe they should separate them.
Supporting Atere, Folusha, Veronica, and Olabo Okpo said men should speak out when violated, as speaking will help them find necessary help when needed. Also, this will make the media to give adequate coverage to issues relating to domestic violence against men, like it is given to domestic violence against women.
Men too should start saying it out. Probably when they start saying it, maybe to be given fair reportage as that of women. When they say it, as media, men and women, and in journalists, either print or broadcast or any other means, we should give them fair hearing and fair report. That is, when we report for women, we should also report for men.
Veronica Onoja said, to have a peaceful society, there needs to be a peaceful home. She further said that if domestic violence against women can be eradicated, it will in turn stop domestic violence against men, as it is the misunderstood traditions, cultures, and religious beliefs of the society that causes most of the cases of domestic violence against women. And if the religious leaders and traditional leaders can come out and say no, and it is high time they stopped protecting perpetrators of violence.
We need to start from eradicating cases of violence against women, because that is where it all begins. So we need a lot of enlightenment, we need a lot of sensitization, we need our religious and traditional rulers to come out and say no to cases of violence. We need them to allow prostitution of persons under them, their followers who have committed one form of gender-based violence or the other. It is high time we stop protecting perpetrators of cases of violence.
Veronica said sensitization and proper enlightenment in the society will go a long way to curb domestic violence against women. If the men are aware of the punishment doled out to perpetrators of domestic violence, they will know to stop when they are being provoked. Then, to the media, she said, the media need to pass the right message to the public, and they should make sure they protect the privacy and integrity of a survivor, because they pass their message in a way that we make the victim feel like they were wrong for speaking up.
I think they should pass across the right message, and they should do it in such a way that the integrity of the survivors are always protected. Because sometimes the reason why people don't come out to talk about gender-based violence is because the way we pass across the message makes it look like it is the person who has been violated that should be ashamed, instead of the perpetrator of
Olabo Okpo and Veronica agree that there is need for empowerment in the society. They also say that the government has a lot to do, as they need to implement the legal framework of violence against person prohibition law, protecting both gender. And Olabo Okpo also emphasized that Osun State also has a psychosocial clinic where victim comes to pour their hearts. And she advocates for more of these clinics across all states in Nigeria. And there should be awareness for those clinics so that the victims can come for help.
Individuals in marriage should maintain their individuality. Don't say that because you are married, do not believe that your life revolves around your spouse. As a man, don't believe that your life revolves around your woman. And so if your woman is not there, you are dead. Or if your man is yes, you are dead. No. Maintain your individuality. Fly. Do the best you can do with your life. Achieve the best. Dream and move towards your dream. We have seen through survey, through research, that when women are empowered, when they are flying, when they are in good place, one, issues of domestic violence don't usually come up.
Olabo Okpo also said that spouses need to maintain individuality in marriage, and if spouses should rely too much on themselves, this may cause issues in their relationship along the way. Folusha, on the other hand, suggested that government needs to create bodies that will fight for the men's rights, as they only have the law mentioned earlier and the Ministry of Justice and Human Rights, unlike women who have different organizations and agencies fighting for women's rights.
Government can help us create a ministry for them that will also fight for their rights, just like we have Ministry of Women Affairs.
Finally, Veronica said that the society need to know that in reality, women and men experience domestic violence, and there is need for us to stop that in order to have a peaceful and secured society. This story is part of African Women in Media, AWIM, UNESCO Peace and Security Journalism Program. I am Omowumi Olasende, reporting for AWIM.